time, they call it
conosciutto.
Before they knew what it was, the people used to die from it.
Well, when people died from it, they usually just bear their faults. They'd let it go. But I had a doctor with my family. He was a surgeon, one of the best that ever hit the South. But he liked to use the knife quite a bit. And if he was in doubt, you've heard the old football coach say, if you're in doubt, punt. If he was in doubt of anything, he'd use the knife.
Heel by steel.
That's right. And a lot of that goes on. And I had a boss that had appendicitis. He went to a little doctor here, stayed here in the hospital several weeks. They couldn't diagnose what it was. And I went in to see him one day, and he was swelled up. Stomach, don't know what all was. And his wife had been not a practical nurse, but a registered nurse back in her early days. And she should have known that it was something wrong, that this little young doctor was trying his best to get him well, but he wouldn't turn him loose to have someone in check him. And I told her, I said, Dolly, Jimmy's going to die. That man's got something wrong inside. And I said, it's no doubt in my mind that he doesn't have ruptured appendix, because he's been hurting all the time in there, but they couldn't find it. And we called a doctor out of New Orleans, told him his circumstances, and he said, get him down here right away. Took him out of the hospital and took him down there. And his appendix had been ruptured for 3 or 4 days. There he was sitting there dying. And they operated on him right away. And the man got all right, but he liked to rot it out inside. You know what happens when they have a ruptured appendix. It just about kills a person. A lot of people do die with it, but not in this day and time. They got a way of saving it.
But his stomach was all
swelled out, and even after they operated, it stayed swelled for a long time. And he's just getting over that, and that's been 5 or 6 years. It takes a long time to get over something when you have a terrible ailment like that. And even the stitches that they operated on him, they burst out because it was rotted. His old flesh was rotted. And that was just, I would call it negligence. Of course, the little doctor probably didn't know. I don't know. But I think someone's real sick, and after 2 or 3 days and you don't find what it is, you need to put your head together with someone else. But in this town, our doctors, they're jealous of one another. They don't want nobody else to have anything to do with you. And they won't consult one another. And I had my wife one time, this little doctor that I was talking about, a surgeon, Dr. Harrell, it was his name. She had a lump on her breast. And I went to Dr. Harrell, and he told her, he said, now you have a lump, we're going to have to cut it out. I said, well, doctor, we're going to wait. I have to check with someone else. So we went to Dr. which was my heart specialist. He was really a doctor of medicine, but he specialized in the heart. And he gave her his diagnosis, and he said it had to be operated on, and let me have another doctor. He wasn't a surgeon, another doctor to do it. I said, no, we've already talked with Dr. and we wanted two doctors' opinion. We're going back to Dr.